Well, I haven't really had a lot of property experience. I mean, cattle stations are a lot different to in WA. Most of the places down south are sheep stations, and not really even stations, they're just farms. I did grow up out in the central wheat belt of Western Australia, in a town called Nungarran. My parents had a property there. We had wheat and sheep, and I really loved the lifestyle out there. I loved that I knew everyone in town, and it was a small place, and I could run around and play with all the other kids. My mum and dad went to the pub, and it was just a great environment. And I always had an inkling that I would want to be back in an environment like that. I just didn't realise it would take me to the other side of the country. So, yeah, that my experiences, though, were of being a small child on a farm. And, you know, we left there when I was 10. So, for me, the memories were all fabulous, you know, exciting, going off on adventures and things like that. The reality, obviously, for adults, it's hard, bloody hard work out on properties and farms, and I guess I was sheltered from that being a child, but I can definitely still relate to those feelings of the peacefulness and enjoying the adventure, and every day is different, and that's what I do like about being out here. You know, I thought initially that I'd just be fine. You know, mum and dad not far away, my sisters and friends and the rest of my loved ones in West Australia. The thing that really stuck with me when I first got here, I met a lady named Alsa, and she's just lovely out here. And she said to me, Perth's a lot closer than it used to be when she was a young girl. And I can totally relate to what she's saying. You know, it was in the days gone by that we didn't have amazing access to transport. I can be home to my family in Perth quicker than some friends in Hughenden can take to drive to their parents' places down south on the border of New South Wales and Queensland. So for me, distance is totally conquerable. I guess it's just when you think, oh, you know, I wonder what mum and dad are doing. Well, they're only a phone call away. So I've never really had to feel too worried about what's going on because I'm in the loop. I use the internet. I use Facebook. We Skype. I didn't get home for Christmas this year, but I still managed to watch my nephews and my sisters unwrap their presents because they had the computer set up in the lounge room and I watched the whole thing. And I was a part of it. They'd come and show me what they got for Christmas and, you know, show it to the computer. So I don't really feel that the distance is a big problem. I generally have been getting home every sort of 3 months or I've had friends or family come visit Hughenden. The challenges are many. For me, it's coming at life from a totally different angle where I'm actually really, I like being an organised person and every day is, we go from plan A to plan D most mornings before even lunchtime. You know, we set out to do something and something else comes up and you can never be organised. I suppose the other thing is you can promise people that you'll go to an event or you really want to be somewhere, but the things that come up on the property come first. Right now we've lost a ball, we've got no water, we haven't had water at our house for 2 days, and I don't even think I could imagine coping like without water for 2 days living in Perth, but you just do. It's things like that that, you know, we don't have a rubbish man that drives past our house and picks up our rubbish. I have to cart it into town. We don't have a dump here. So if you feel sorry for yourself for a moment and think, people in the cities haven't got a clue what things people have to do out here. And I was oblivious to it myself as well. But the things that make it worthwhile outweigh the problems, you know, like we sort of run our own schedule here. So when we have time for a break, we'll take a break. And that might be midweek or, you know, if we want to get away, if we can get away for a day or two and get to Townsville and do some shopping, we can. It's so peaceful out here and, you know, I've acquired a lovely little potty calf that is my little friend and, you know, we've got the animals out here and we just seem to have such a lovely life here and I think it's something that everyone who comes out here has a feeling of relaxation